Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Neil O'Murricu, or Breathe with Neil, is renowned here in Ireland with his knowledge and promotion of the power of our breath and the power of the cold. Last month, he took a group on retreat to Poland so they could get to grips with the cold. Linda Mooney went along and they both join me in studio now. Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Linda, before we get to your experience, tell us a little bit about this retreat, Neil.
So these retreats, we call them adventures because they're very special. We take people up into the depths of the Polish mountains in wintertime, and it can be quite cold there. It can be minus 12 on different days. And the whole purpose of them is to try and remind people about how powerful they are. So during our day, we can be quite stressed under pressure. We can lose track of the fact that we are incredible miracles, really. So we take them to Poland and we bring them through breathing, jumping into icy waterfalls, climbing up mountains in their shorts, and all of it leading to this point where hopefully they come back and they feel a little different and they're reminded that they're very powerful.
So you have been a participant on retreats like this and now you are the leader.
Yeah, absolutely. So I first climbed the mountain in my shorts in the snow about 7 years ago and it changed me forever. I actually never stopped wearing shorts since then. But the mountain itself, even preparing to go up the mountain changes people, because you have to change a little bit your mindset to try and prepare to go up there. So even training beforehand, practicing beforehand, these mountains have quite an effect on people.
Because that is the essence, isn't it, of anything like the cold showers, like getting into the ice bath, doing something you think you can't, overcoming that fear and having that celebration at the end. It's that on steroids, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think we have to say the approach is always very gradual. So we start with cold showers at the end of your hot shower. So people, you know, might start with 5-10 seconds of that. And over time, they build up to the point that they eventually get up a mountain in their shorts in the snow. But you're right, there is a real sense of victory when we finally prove to ourselves that we can do something that most people think is impossible. And for some people, that's a little bit of cold at the end of their hot shower. That's the impossible thing. But for other people like Linda and the amazing people we had, climbing up those two mountains in blizzard conditions, wearing very little, it is the big victory.
Well, let's bring you in, Linda. You're an SNA living in Dublin. When did you hear about this retreat or this adventure?
I met Marta in 2013. I did the fundamentals with her. And I think Neil and Marta went last March. And I just stalked the Instagram, like both of their pages. I was literally stalking it. And I was like, I want to do that. I'm going. I was like, are you going to bring in like a normal group of people to Poland? And Marta was like, yeah, we're thinking about it. And then I kind of signed up to the mail list. And then I think I might have been the first person to put my application in the gym. And I paid my deposit within 3 days, booked my flight the next day. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with it. Like,
so when you say the fundamentals, you did breathwork teacher training?
No, the fundamentals, the Wim Hof with Marta in Sandy Cove.
Okay.
Just beside the 44. Yeah, it was her first one. Me and my husband did it. It was like 6 a.m. on a May bank holiday. It was actually quite good because me and my husband both got to experience the ice bath together, which is very unique. Like a lot of people, you have to do it on your own. And the minute I met Marta, I knew there was something about her that I loved. And then I kind of started following her page and I'd already been following Neil. But yeah, kind of dipped my toe into the sea then, and that's where I've kind of been going since.
Before we take you to the snowy mountain, we should give Marta a bit of a mention, Marta Vera, because she is very much a part of this retreat. You run this together.
Yeah, Marta, there's very few people that I would trust enough to go on an adventure like this with. And Marta is that person. Mm-hmm. So Marta and I worked together very closely on lots of different things. So when we were thinking about putting together this big adventure, Marta was the only person I would work with. And Marta's also from Poland. So for her, it was a great return back to her home country. She has an amazing kind of group of skills. She's great physically. She teaches people how to train physically. So she's great on the mountain. She's a mountaineer. She's obviously a Wim Hof instructor. She's a breathwork teacher. So, yeah, it was great to share the experience with her.
So she was your gateway, Martha. You were like, I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, I just loved her energy. I just knew the minute I met her, I was like, there's something special about this girl. And then when I followed them last March going, I was like, I'm going, I'm doing that. Yeah, I really was inspired by them.
So you brought your hubby to the ice bath. Did you bring him to the mountain?
No, I went on my own solo trip to the mountain.
Yeah. And was this important, that this was something you did by yourself?
Yes, very important. I've been on a bit of a journey the last 5 years. Life hasn't been easy. One being my husband had cancer twice. And then after that, we got married and we went through fertility treatment. And then we found out in January 2020 that our end with fertility was, our journey had ended. So exactly to the day we flew home from Poland, 5 years was from the day that I found out that I wouldn't be able to have my own child. And that our journey in life was going to be different. And kind of that's just where I started from. I started kind of healing, doing Reiki, going to lots of women's circles, dipping in the sea, made a swim group with my amazing skill. We've done charity swims. I have an ice bath out my back. That's at -4. Don't get in at -4 though. But yeah, I've just been on a bit of a journey. And then when I seen that they were definitely going, I didn't even care about getting the time off. I knew that my skill would facilitate it. I knew that I could afford to go, and I've never left the country without my husband, best friends or family. So it was really, it was a really big journey for me, if I'm being honest. If you had said to me 5 years ago, exactly to this month, would I be where I am? I would have said no, because
amazing.
I was lost. I really was lost. Like I couldn't see past tomorrow, like, or the next day. So yeah, that's my reasoning for doing it. I really wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to reconnect with my body, because I kind of hated it for so long, because obviously it's failed me in areas that it shouldn't fail me. But now I'm actually in awe, because it got me up down 2 mountains. It got me into freezing cold water, and I'm still here today and I done it.
How incredible. Yeah. And thank you so much for sharing that, because I think it will help a lot of people.
Yeah.
And for you to be told that you can't do so many things, to embrace something and say, do you know what, I can, I think is so, so powerful. Like, so tell us a bit about the trip.
So the trip was just, I said it in the closing circle, I went on the trip solo. I have lots of amazing friends, I have an amazing husband, amazing family. And I was like, I don't have time for anyone else. I have enough people in my pod that I can keep up with. I don't need any new friends. I'll make connections and that will be it. But I was so wrong. Like, I have made 19 new best friends. Like, even we met up a few weeks ago for a swim for one of the guys' birthdays, and the minute I stepped out of my car, I literally felt so connected to them. We only spent 5 days together, and I feel more connected to that group of people than probably people that I'm closest to in my family, because we went to places that we probably never will go again. Like, we went up that mountain, it was -12, 80 kilometres winds hitting us in the face, trying to get your clothes back on. People are looking at you, they're in like shock. You go around helping people put their jumpers on and put the trousers on, and we got back down, and it was just, yeah, it was a surreal moment that I'm still processing. It's a thing that I will go back to if I go through, which I will probably in life, another bump in the road will pop up, but I will bring myself back to that mountain and I'll say, if you can climb that mountain, girl, in a pair of shorts and a gym bra, you can do anything. Literally anything. Like, there's nothing that you can't do.
The hairs are standing up all over my body. It's so magical. Is it dangerous, Neil? I want to ask this, because people are going to be like, this is mad. Isn't this great that this girl can do this, this woman, and be empowered? But what are they doing going up this mountain and getting into a waterfall? They could be killed.
So there's risks involved in everything. Like, there's risks involved in walking across the street. So of course there's risks involved in going up an icy, snowy mountain, -12 in your shorts. So as I said at the beginning, it's a gradual approach. So we give them maybe 4 or 5 months of preparation work to do beforehand. And even when we're in Poland, they are in very good hands with Martha and myself. I have done this many, many times, but there's always risks involved. But we have mountain guides, we have a whole safety system. People are always taught as well that there's no forcing, there's no pushing. So they have to listen to themselves. So we always say, like, if you're going up the mountain and you feel cold, or put on your clothes. You know, there's no ego. There's no competition between the people. And I think that, in a way, takes away lots of the pressure then. Then the person's able to find their own way up the mountain. And that could be in clothes if they wanted it to be. But of course, there's risks, but we reduce the risks as much as possible.
So the mountain is one thing in the shorts and the gym top, but then you get into a waterfall. You literally strip off and hop in. And that's one of the images I've seen, is all of you coming together in a circle. Can you bring us back to that moment?
Yeah, so when we get to the waterfall, Marta and Neil say one the first person in is the first person out, but the first person in has to wait until everybody joins the circle. And then the first person gets out. So we kind of made it as a group, who was feeling that they could stay in long and who was feeling that they wanted in out. Like, so as a group, there was no, I want to go first or I want to go last. It was like, who wants to go? And we kind of made our circle.
And what are you thinking? Are you like, oh God, this is mad, I don't think I can do it. Like, what's going on in your head?
Well, I just kept bringing it back to my breath, because we had done a breathwork session. We did a breathwork session every single morning before we went off. Like, that started the day. Then we had breakfast and then we went off on our adventure. So I just kept bringing myself back to the breath. So I think two of the lads got in first and I got in toward, and then another girl, Nicole, got in after me, and then it went around. But I kind of, when we were in, it was freezing. Like, cold I've never experienced. And both Martin and Neil had said, when you're getting out, your feet will be so cold that you won't actually be able to feel the rocks beneath you. So just be careful, because you could injure yourself. But when we were in the circle and everyone had joined together, I kind of witnessed, I said this afterwards, when I stepped back, I was looking at everybody and everybody was checking everybody. Like, so whoever you were making eye contact with was checking in to make sure that you're okay. Like, like it didn't matter about them anymore. It was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And that for me, just, it was amazing to watch and to witness. The snow was pelting down as well. As we were like in that circle, the snow was literally hitting us out of it. Like, and then we got out and then we did the horse dance. I'm sure you've seen a few videos of us doing the horse dance. And then we're allowed to put on one layer of clothes, like our towel. And then we gradually then put our clothes back on and off on our merry-go-way.
And that must be some high to come back from that.
Oh yeah, like there's videos of us, like we're all dancing and yeah, like we're only from being in the cold water. No alcohol, no nothing else, just literally energy, like, and all together, like trying to get our photographs to show everybody that we did it, like, yeah.
And the Linda that came home from Poland is a different Linda to who went out.
Yeah, it's not the Linda that left. No, definitely not, like, definitely not. I'm a changed person. Like, as my sister-in-law, and like, because I graduated from UCD on Sunday, and my sister-in-law said, you're just free. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, she was like, you're just free. And to me, I'm like, if my family can see that, that's all that matters.
And you can feel that.
Oh,
that's,
I can feel
that
it.
Matters.
I've literally, yeah, I feel lighter. I just feel different. I'm still Linda, but I'm a new Linda.
And as Neil says, there's no ego. It's not about pushing. So I don't mean to be like, and now what are you going to do? But does it encourage you to try more things like this?
100%. Like, I'm back still in my little pod out the back. I'm still doing my sea swimming with my skill group on a Friday. Before work, we do that. I'm still booking in saunas and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I'm dipping my toes into a few different things. And like, when you contacted me, I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, no, Linda, you're feeling the fear and you're doing it anyways. Listen, here I am. So thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you on. Thank you so, so much. And Neil, you will be running more retreats like this, but you've made an announcement this week. You are stepping away from the Wim Hof brand. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so for me, Linda mentioned it there, the breath is the thing that links all those experiences together. How we deal with incredibly difficult situations is through our breathing. If we can learn to control our breathing and be calm with our breathing, that's how we feel. So for me, that's where the focus is. So I'm pouring all my energy and focus into our Blissful Breath Academy, you know, teaching people, helping people to be skilled and compassionate breathwork teachers. Because I really feel that the more people that can learn how to use their breathing to improve how they feel, the better for everybody. So that's really where the focus is now.
Was that a tough decision? Because Wim Hof is somebody you've shared time with. It's an ethos that has changed your life. But it must have just been something in your gut was telling you.
I think it's a natural progression. I'm a type of person who always wants to continue to learn and continue to see what's out there. So when I discovered Wim and the Wim Hof method, I was looking for answers and I found them in the Wim Hof method, but I continue to ask questions and continue to look for answers. So I think in the time, maybe the 7 or 8 years I've been teaching with Wim, things have changed dramatically. Like when I first started, you know, I'd go down to the sea, there might be one Alfila down at the sea getting in. Now you go down and there's literally thousands of people at any time in Ireland. So for me, the cold and the breathing now belongs to everyone. It's not just belonging to one person or one company. And that slowly over time has kind of changed my view. So I'll continue, of course, the cold and the breathing for me are so intrinsically linked together. I'll continue to teach that to whoever wants to learn. But just myself and Wim, after many years, are going our separate ways.
Well, I've done level one of your teacher training at the Blissful Breath Academy. It's something I'd recommend to anyone. You don't have to necessarily want to teach it to do it. It's an incredible journey you will go on. So if you want to find out more about that or Neil's work, go to breathewithneil.com. And as I always say, it's spelt Niall. He is a Gael Gore. And Linda Mooney, you are incredible. Thank you so much for jumping into this ice bath of a radio interview and speak so powerfully. And I wish you all the very, very best. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for inviting me here.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.